Hello, everybody out there. This is episode 11.
Woo! Do Less, God Bless podcast, October 2nd.
That's right.
How are we doing, Jake?
Trey, thanks for being my guest again on the show. You know,
yeah, man.
Great to have you.
Dude, I love being a recurring guest.
Yeah, it's been so awesome to have you.
It's been so awesome.
Every single episode, and to have your face on the, like, you know, cover art of the podcast.
Are you a crisscross applesauce guy?
When it comes to sitting, not so much.
Yeah, but when it comes to
eating, don't mind some applesauce.
Little pork chops and applesauce. Remember that? Brady Bunch, yeah.
What?
Do you remember that? It was like a, I don't know, my family's weird. Every time we had pork chops, we had applesauce. I think it originated in the Brady Bunch.
Oh, that was like their family meal.
The issue would say pork chops and applesauce.
I don't know. I mean, you could say anything. I'm like, yeah, no, maybe they did.
The younger folks listening are like, I don't know what he's talking
about.
So you never sit crisscross applesauce?
Not really. I think it's a sign of you having like good joints, maybe good hip flexors.
So watch this, dude. Watch this. I can straight up. That's pretty good, right?
That is good.
Yeah.
Did you always do well on like the fitness test back in the day, like the sit and reach test and PE?
So I think I have some pain going on because I can barely touch my toes, but my butterfly stretch, I can put my knees on the ground and touch my head to the floor.
Oh.
So it's like my hips, I don't know why this is. They're so flexible, but my hamstrings are so tight, and I think that's my problem. And I've been trying to work on it. I can touch my toes now.
You're like a German shepherd with hip dysplasia.
Yeah.
Like you got to like realign your hips.
So
somehow.
I love, or you know, when I feel like I sit like this, I can just sit like,
let me try.
Guys can't do this. See, yeah. Do this. Like the guy. Yeah. That's not bad.
It's all right.
Can you do this stretch? The classic man, like, see, yeah.
I can get there.
So I feel like I sit crisscross applesauce more than most grown men, and I just embrace it.
I would agree. Do you feel like, this is a weird observation, I feel like so many like professional podcasters, people who do it for a living, whenever I see clips of them, they're always sitting like this. Sorry, this is a very visual start to the podcast.
Yeah.
But they're always sitting like kind of the lady cross.
Trey Kennedy Studios YouTube channel, if you want to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I like.
Why do podcasters lady cross?
It's just kind of,
I'm a man when I podcast. I'm down here, you know.
Are you man? Quit man spreading on the podcast.
Grab me a beer, mama.
You jerk. Quit it.
I'm kidding. Anyway, that was the sitting portion of the podcast. Now for the standing portion. Trey, how do you feel about FaceTiming?
I'm not a big fan of it.
I don't really love it either. One, I don't have that many other conversations in life where I only stare at someone's face. Uh-huh. So FaceTiming is just a little awkward. We're just only seeing each other's face.
We all have that friend who like FaceTiming is their thing.
Yes.
You know, I have a buddy, he'll like FaceTime. He's in a crowd, you know, pre-COVID, he's in a crowded bar and it's loud and he's FaceTiming me. And he's going, what? And then you're like FaceTiming like this. He's like, what? He's trying to listen.
Say it one more time.
I just hang up every time.
Dude, text me.
Or at least call me. I remember my high school girlfriend. Sorry, I'm moving the mic everywhere else. Stop. My high school girlfriend.
Nice.
I can't talk.
Girlfriend.
I get nervous when I talk about it. She went to a concert. You know, I'm like 17. I'm clueless. She went to a concert and she called me. I'm like, hello? And I'm just hear nothing. I'm like, hey, hello?
What?
And I just hang up. I'm like, butt dial, I guess. And she calls me again. I'm like, what? Hello? And I hang up again. She did it like three times. I just kept hanging up. Like, what is she doing? Leave me alone.
Crazy.
And she's like, I was holding up so you could like hear the concert. I was like, I've never heard of that in my life. Leave me alone.
Put your phone down and enjoy it.
Yeah,
spend good money on that.
This is 10 years ago. The phone quality is not there.
Yeah.
It just sounds like,
I would hang up on that too.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just listen to it on the radio.
Yeah, this is garbage.
Yeah, if I wanted to hear out of a walkie-talkie, I'd go underwater and, you know, use my iPod down there.
So you're not a FaceTime guy either?
Not a FaceTime guy so much. And what I really think is funny / dislike about FaceTiming is when you try to FaceTime someone and they don't answer, what happens? You're just left staring at a picture of yourself, so sad. You're just like, God.
And it's like the FaceTime, they held it out longer than usual. It's like, it's going to be twice as long as a phone call ring. You wait like 4 to 6 rings. You'll wait there for 30 seconds.
You're like, no, come on.
Just getting sadder and sadder.
And then you're left with just looking at your dejected self. I love that they did that. They don't do that with phone calls.
No.
They don't do that with, you know, oh, I got to sneeze. Excuse me for sneeze on the pod.
I like when we're shooting something and I'm in the middle of a take and you're back in the camera going, and I'm like, I finished the joke. You're like, like, wow, that's a pro.
Every vein in my neck is popping out. Like, steady.
Finish the joke. I feel great today. My energy is high because it's the first meal I've had in days.
Yeah, you're eating food again. I will never
cleanse again. I try to be a good husband. So like, I'll do it with you. It's a fun challenge. And I'm looking up. I feel a little like stomach ache. I'm like, does my stomach hurt on a juice cleanse? I'm Googling. And the first 12 articles are like, juice cleanse don't work.
Really?
They're fake. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Why are we doing this?
I'm not doing this
again. How does Katie feel about it? She love him?
She's big on it. She's like, it just like resets me. I like, you know, I'm like, that's all mental. She's like, well, I like it. So I don't know. But this one, because there's like levels to it. I'm like, if I'm going to do it, let's do it. So like expert level. Mm. So it was 6 juices a day of like heinous fluid. I think we looked at the ingredients. There wasn't a single fruit in any of them.
Like didn't recognize most of the words on there.
Yeah. So it just, it was just blended up vegetables. Imagine vegetables don't have any taste.
No.
Unless you put salt and stuff on it. It was just bland vegetables juiced up. And so just 6 times a day, I just chug it down. And she was even like, yeah, this one kind of sucks. I'm struggling.
How many days did you juice?
3.
Wow.
It's kind of a fun, feel like you agree. I live on the extremes. So I'm like, this weekend, I'm probably going to eat, you know, I'll go to Chick-fil-A and have like 3 number ones.
Yeah, just to balance it out.
Yeah, yeah. But, I was going to tell, I was speaking of FaceTimes, they made me remember my first ever FaceTime when I got it, when the feature came out. Mm-hmm. And I FaceTimed my mom and we were both just like, oh, this is weird. Hung up. Yeah, this
is like, awkward. Just call me. I've never FaceTimed my parents.
I mean, that I was one and done.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, I'd like to kind of be up to something while we're on the phone. And I don't want you knowing what I'm up to.
Right.
I want to be multitasking without you judging me for it.
My parents don't need to know I'm playing PGA 2K.
Which you are doing. And you're very good at both at the same time.
And I like when you get a call while you're like, you're on your phone and a call pops up that you don't want to answer. You don't want to be obvious and decline. So you just have to sit there for like the duration of the ring. Mm-hmm.
I love
send this to voicemail.
Yeah. I love that. Like, well, I don't know. Yeah. Any random phone call, I'm like, all right, I'm for sure not answering this. Yep. But like, how long am I going to wait? What's my excuse going to be?
Right.
I also love when people will like text you like, hey, can you FaceTime right now? And I'm like, no, I'm driving. And then it'll just like FaceTime you anyway. Yeah. Like, this is so dangerous.
This is dangerous.
You're putting me, how are you going to feel if I get in a wreck FaceTiming you?
I kind of talked to this girl briefly in college who was like, you want to FaceTime? And see, when you're like dating a girl, you'll FaceTime a little, right? Mm-hmm. That's when I will, you know, with Katie and I, when we're separated, we obviously FaceTime, but this girl's like, can you FaceTime? I'm like, no, I'm walking to class. She's like, FaceTime? I'm like, walking down the street. She's like, I mean, I would. Katie and I were at dinner on a patio, and this girl was just obnoxiously walking her dogs and like, yeah, right. Oh my gosh. And you could hear the girl on the other end, like, just call her.
That Instagram account, Influencers in the Wild, I do not, like, I almost am, like, amazed at the confidence some people have in public. I mean, they'll be right at a public beach in front of everyone, just, like, doing the silliest, like, TikTok dance, or just straight up twerking in front of people, or just doing anything.
Agreed.
I'm like, I can't do any of that stuff in front of people.
So that surprised me a little bit. I feel like you don't have any shame. You have a line?
I don't know. Yeah, something like that, where it's just, like, me and a camera. Can't do it. If I'm like with some other people, then you have kind of that blanket, like that social security.
Like when we've kind of discreetly filmed in a Target or something and the roles were reversed, you could do that, right? Or
yeah.
You kind of like,
maybe it is just like having another person.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do it. But just like, there's so many of those videos where they just set their phone down in like a public, you know, patio, sidewalk, whatever. And they're just killing it in front of a wall dancing. Mm. And like, there's obviously people around because they're being filmed.
Right.
It's like, I could never do that.
Yeah.
I don't have it in me.
I just have been humiliated so much that I'm kind of numb to it now.
Really?
Which is good.
That's good to get to that place.
Mm-hmm. It really actually is. But
how was your weekend? What'd you do
to get there? What did I do? I had a friend's birthday party, played a little poker, won big, up $60.
Oh,
it's pretty great.
Spend that on some juices.
Hey, that actually did help with the juice price. And then Sunday was day one. I was craving so much food, but I literally laid in bed all day and watched football. And it's like, I think we mentioned this. I need to make a newlywed video soon, but it's funny to see. This is the first kind of sports season of our marriage.
Yeah.
And because, you know, March Madness didn't happen and so many sports were canceled, and it was just, I love spending so much time with you. And then football's back. And I'm not crazy about it, but like I want to watch numerous hours a week. And so there's just been several where I'm like, oh, you know, my team, Oklahoma State, plays Saturday, but then I want to watch Sunday and then the Chiefs play Monday. Mm-hmm. And she just goes, I hate football. I'm like, hey, compared to so many guys, I'm doing pretty good. I won't watch all of it, although I want to like compromise, but she just has no capacity. She's like, no sports, turn it off. And it's like game 7 in the playoffs of like the OKC Thunder that I care about. I'm like, can we please watch this for 20 minutes? She's like, why? I'm like, it's game 7. She's like, I don't know what that means. She's shockingly knows little about sports, which I didn't realize. I think I told you we were watching, if I've said this, I apologize. We were watching basketball and I just go, how many points is it worth if he makes a shot? She goes, one. I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't know the first thing what's happening.
You learned that recently.
Yeah. And she talked about, in Atlanta, I go to all sorts of Hawks games. Hmm. Like, what'd you do there? She's like, we went to a Chiefs game together. They shout out this agency Cycle, I think, gave us tickets. It's like an engagement present. And I caught her at one point doing this. I'm like, what? The game's right there. She's, I'm just looking around. And then we were playing the Raiders. The Raiders missed a field goal and it was Chiefs ball. She goes, wait, what happened? I go, what do you mean? What? You don't have any idea? They kicked a field goal and missed. She's like,
they're trying to go through those yellow things.
Mind you, we were 50 yard line, 10th row. Like,
you could see pretty good.
They hooked us up, man. But yeah. So, but what did you do this weekend?
Oh, that's funny. I went to Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
City of Angels.
City of Angels. City never sleeps.
Yes, that's right. City of brotherly love. Mm. It was good. I love LA. When you grow up in a farm town in Missouri, it doesn't take much to excite you and be, you know, pretty cool. So it was great. I loved it. It's super busy, but super fun. Nothing crazy eventful happened, but it was just good. Saw a bunch of different friends.
Go to the beach.
The mask policy is different there. Whoa.
Yeah, like, it's how intense?
Like here in the Midwest, it's like, and Kansas City's doing a pretty good job, or at least like a pretty, whatever. If you're indoors in Kansas City, like you need your mask on.
I feel like it's very in the middle.
Yeah, we're pretty in the middle. Like we're not Oklahoma, but we're not San Francisco.
Yeah.
But LA was like, if you're outdoors, everyone still has their mask on. Like on the beach, almost everyone has their mask on.
Wow.
So that was different.
Yeah.
And I just felt so like, kind of dirty. Like people are like walking on the other side of the sidewalk from me. And I'm just like, I'm not used to this. They're not used to this.
Isn't that fascinating? Because we drove through, you know, middle of nowhere, Missouri to go to like a lake. And you walk in the gas station and there isn't anyone wearing one at all.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. And then we went to Utah, which is more conservative. And I accidentally cut a bunch of people in a line because as we went to like grab some food or something. And as I left the place, we looked back and there was like legitimately probably 10 feet apart, spaced out people in the parking lot, like 15 people deep.
Oh, wow.
And I totally missed that and just walked in to the exit. And the guy there goes, sir, we need you to go in the entrance. And he goes, wait, you I'm like, I was like, thank goodness. Because part of me wanted to be like, does it really matter? But I was nice. I was like, oh, my bad, man. You know, do you want me to go around? He's like, it's fine. He goes, what? Are you Trey? So I was like, that's a great example of to always be nice. Because I wanted to be like, come on, man. The exit or the entrance.
You never know. Yeah, it was crazy. Being there, it felt like I was a part of a different pandemic that was like more dangerous than it is here. And it's like, that's what's so interesting is like everyone's reacting to it differently, but it's the same virus everywhere. Uh-huh. It's just so crazy that in Oklahoma and Texas, it's like it's not a virus at all. Mm-hmm. And then in California, it's like it's very scary. I don't know. It's just interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. You said you didn't watch any of the debate. You haven't seen any clips, updates?
It would have been nice to watch the debate to finally put some faces to names.
Right. Yeah, you've paid no attention.
I don't know about you. Who are these people?
Yeah. How does it even work?
Trump by Biden? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
He had that Trump had that show, right?
Yeah. I know he was. Yeah. Yeah. He was the apprentice,
A printer.
It was like different color cartridges. Yep. You know, his was orange, awesome. I think. Yeah.
You're fired.
But yeah, it would have been nice to put some faces to names, but didn't check it out.
Yeah, I just like apparently Biden told Trump to shut up.
Oh, really?
I mean, I think the consensus is it was just kind of like, what is happening. It was just too, it was like a podcast where the co-hosts like hate each other. No, stop talking. No, hey, stop.
No, hey, no, I got something to say.
Would you explain that?
No.
Why do you deserve to be here?
Listen to me.
Why do you deserve to be here?
Listen to me. Now,
I tell you, you can't do anything with this guy. Hey.
Don't listen to him.
Shut up.
You guys out there, you know what to vote for.
He's the guest.
You know.
You're, that's what it was for like 2 hours, I think. Really? Or whatever. But he, as they're arguing, I guess, I saw the clip. It's hilarious. It's like almost as Biden like just was getting worn out. He just, they're doing that back and forth. Hey, and then Biden just goes, would you just shut up, man? Like kind of dejected.
The crowd cheer.
Would you just shut up? No, I don't think there was a crowd. But like it was trending on Twitter. Like Biden just straight up just said, would you shut up, man?
Dude, that'd be awesome if they pump in crowd noise like they're doing at the NFL games. They like pump in like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Boom. Defense. Defense.
Yeah, that'd be great. I saw some, I don't know what network it was, but some just like news anchor afterwards. It was like, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. A dumpster fire inside of a like a train wreck.
I saw another clip where they're like, you know, Trump, you've had some rallies. You've, you know, a lot of people showing up to those. He goes, outside. And the guy's like, yeah. And he goes, Biden, you've had some smaller rallies. You know, you're trying to be careful. And Trump goes, because no one goes to his rallies. And even the moderator was like, like, he was like, that was pretty funny. But he's like, oh, all right. You know, it is hilarious. And then Biden once, he was doing like one, da da da, da two, three. And Trump goes, you were on two.
He's, he's just like the class like, clown, just trying to like catch the teacher slipping.
They're just like so mean to each other. Yeah.
I didn't really watch the news, but I heard that the second debate, it's just going to be like a fist fight inside of a Walmart. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So they haven't decided the Walmart.
It's like a Trump home game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they'll go, they'll kind of off. It's like a game seven series. And they're going, Biden, they're going out to like Whole Foods.
And you know, Whole Foods are going to do like some checkers, I think, more of a cerebral thing. It's Trump's home turf.
Yeah.
On Walmart.
Good luck, fight. Man. Mm-hmm. That would be, dude, that's an awesome idea. Like, we're going to do a game seven series debate. And, you know, we're going to go kind of the classic two at home, two away, then alternate. So we're going to two here in Clarksburg, Arkansas. We got two here in Brooklyn, Williamsburg. And we'll just kind of go back and forth.
Dude, it's also kind of funny. I met some people this weekend in Los Angeles from a place called Clarksville, Arkansas.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Nice.
You were really close. And it's like a super tiny town.
Okay.
But
made sense to
I
me.
Bet it would be Trump's home court.
Yeah, so for sure. Big advantage there.
Yeah. But I think the debate is, you got home and away games. And it's also like you get to pick the location and like what kind of debate you want. It can be physical. It can be mental. It can be a debate. It can be like a trivia contest.
Yeah. They have to just debate whether or not
LeBron or MJ.
Yeah. LeBron or MJ for an hour. Like should the person on an airplane be allowed to recline or not? what's your take
how
on
how soon is too soon to stand up on an airplane once you've landed?
Yeah.
Things like that. Should we board window middle aisle? Is that more efficient? Should we board from back to front?
Yeah. Is the person on the window seat, should they always have it closed? Is it okay if they have it open?
Are you allowed to ask them to open it for you?
Yeah.
Why don't we just have an airplane debate?
Yeah.
Do I need to thank the pilots? Because I've already paid them. Do I need to look them in the eyes and thank them as I leave?
Do I tip a stewardess?
Yeah. What about now? Because they're only given pretzels. I have no options anymore.
Yeah. Ugh. Freaking pretzels.
We should start an airplane.
Spit in my face, why don't you? Freaking pretzels?
I don't mind the pretzels. It's just like the 2 ounces of water I have to go along with it. I'm like, I'm thirsty.
Yeah. I've always asked, like, could you just bring me the whole can of water?
Yeah, yeah.
Drinking of water from a can, though, is a very unpleasant experience.
Feels wrong. We did it once before our show. Remember that? Where was that? Omaha or Milwaukee?
That was such
somewhere?
A tease. Yeah, we were at the Funny Bone in Omaha, I think. And it was like, there's like a
tall
ice
boy.
Down pitcher of tall boys. I was like, nice touch, man. I'd love a little cold one. And I crack it and drink it. And I was like,
this
is quality H2O.
That's distilled water.
Yeah. What a letdown.
Wow. Yeah. I remember that. You were really excited.
Most of the others, we didn't really order drinks, but it's almost like it backfired on them. It's like, well, that got me excited. And I'm now disappointed. So like, will you actually bring us real beers now?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's their strategy. Anyways, Omaha was great.
Omaha was great.
Good people of
it's
Omaha.
A great, yeah.
Great zoo.
Great zoo. It's a great audible that Peyton Manning used back in the day.
Yes.
That dude loved Omaha.
Yeah.
Loved Omaha.
Good. Yep. Good point. Speaking of, we're going to do a few shows in November. I got a show in.
I sound a little Obama there. In November.
November.
It's going to be fun.
Florida. We're, yeah, a couple shows in Miami area, Doral, Florida, and West Palm for right now. We're in a, and then a couple shows in Huntsville, Alabama, baby.
Huntsville, Alabama.
Come on. So trachea.com/tour. That's right. While we're plugging things, we're also doing a merch giveaway. I'm dropping new merch.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
you heard it here first. New merch here in the coming weeks. And you get a free merch drop of the whole collection. We're giving away, that away to someone who joins our Patreon. Do less guests. You go to tradekenny.com/DLG. It's our version of Patreon, but better. You get bonus content. One lucky person is getting the whole merch drop for signing up. So yeah. Hit us up.
$5 a month gives you an extra podcast with Trey and I every single week. So,
yeah, we just chop it up there, man.
And then $10 a month gets you access to Trey's private Instagram. What goes on there? Yeah. I don't know. I'll check it out.
I don't know.
No, it's it's a lot of live streams with Trey, and then it's some bloopers.
Bloopers, all sorts of goodies.
Oh, that's what, this is probably a conversation for off the podcast, but I looked at we have so many bloopers that we haven't posted on Do Less Guest.
We need
so
to.
I'll like shoot those
to you. We're going to get organized. We're doing this better. Like I said, you might have seen I'm trying to hire somebody. We're upping the podcast game. I'm moving in a week.
Hello.
We just had a debacle where everything's been going good. We've been doing this renovation. So I'm like ordering online like knobs and light bulbs. It's so boring, but I ordered
knobs
these.
Knobs from Hoblob.
Yeah, Hoblob, knobs, knobs. And then I ordered this one like light fixture for a bathroom.
Oh.
And I actually put the wrong address.
Oh. And you shouldn't have done that. Probably.
It was delivered. I was like, oh no. And like we tracked it down. Sweet old man said, I don't know what this was. So we got it back.
You got it back. You'll have a bath or a light in your bathroom, which is great.
Do you think I should wash this? It's only ever filled with water.
Dude, I think about that too. Like when, because I have a couple water bottles and I'm like, it seems pretty clean to me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, it's the same as like a towel after the shower. It's like, I only ever use this when I'm at my cleanest.
The towel.
It can't possibly be dirty.
The towel washes me.
Yeah, I don't need to
wash
this.
Have you seen that New Girl clip?
Oh, no.
New Girl is one of my favorite shows of all time. That's hilarious you said that. It's a whole segment where, so you know, Schmidt and Nick are best friends. Schmidt is like type A, crazy kind of metrosexual. And Nick is just like a bum who doesn't shower. And Nick comes in, he's like, why is my towel damp? And Nick's like, that's my towel. Schmidt's like, oh my gosh, we've been using the same towel? When do you wash this? Nick's like, I don't wash a towel. Who washes a towel? And everyone's like, you should definitely wash a towel. He's like, the towel washes me. What am I going to do next? Wash the shower? And everyone's
that's funny. I've like barely seen New Girl. I didn't even know about that.
Were you that guy in college or still?
Uh-oh. Probably.
We're just going to put you.
Probably.
Oh, we don't have to ask you this.
No, that's dead.
That's fine.
I'm dead.
Like, how often do you wash your bed sheets?
Oh, I was afraid you're going to ask that.
Not
often.
Not often. We'll leave it at that.
It's open to you guys to interpret.
I lived with a guy who, we had a group of buddies, and he walked in the bathroom, and while they're like, it's starting to smell in here. What's the deal? And finally I sniffed around and sniffed his shower towel and was like, oh, he's wiping his body. He just hadn't washed a shower towel, you know, in months.
Gross.
It does start to smell.
Yeah, no,
the shower towel.
I think I'm starting to do a pretty good job, you know, for a single guy, still in my 20s, bachelor. I do a pretty good job washing my stuff, except for the bed sheets. Except for the bed sheets. And I know they're dirty, but I don't feel dirty. I feel sleepy, and I am going to go to bed as soon as I lay down.
Yeah, I have the perk of I'm a neurotic freak, so my bed has to be perfectly like made and laid out for me to like feel comfortable. Part of that is, like Katie thinks of a full and talk about. There's a night, once in a blue moon, I'll be like, this just isn't right. I'll have to like get out of bed. I get up, and I like make it, and I, because they have to be even on both sides and perfect and folded back, and then I snuggle in there.
Really? I did not know that about you.
Yeah. It's weird.
I feel like I don't see a lot of that type of behavior in from 9 to 5.
Right.
I don't see that.
I do a good job of like
suppressing.
I feel like being aware and not like just being a psychopath. Yeah.
Wait, so what else are you just an absolute freak about?
I've really done well. It's kind of crazy to think about, because growing up, I remember times when like I had a little, this is crazy. I had a routine where like I used to dread getting ready for bed like in middle school, because I had this OCD routine that I had like felt like I had to do, but I dreaded doing it. So I'd have to like make sure my lights were off 2 times or whatever. I had this weird like counting thing I would do in my head obsessively. And
wait, what was it?
It was like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1. Oh God, I'm a freak. Oh no, I'm a freak.
You would just count in your head before you got
in
bed.
And then I had this, I learned to type, I feel like this is a common one I've heard other people.
I think
when I learned to type, I would tend to like, if I said a sentence, I would like think about how you would type that out on the keyboard.
Dude, that I can.
It's a common one.
Yeah, agree with. Ninth grade keyboarding class, right? When you learn to type, it's all you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. I would go to church and then you would see like the worship music, like it was on display, and I would type the lyrics. This,
like, oh my gosh. Yeah,
just going to town on the pew in front of me. Yeah. I would type out the lyrics.
And I, yeah, you know, we grew up going to church, you pray every night. And so I did, had kind of this obsessive OCD prayer that wasn't even a prayer. It was just like a recitation that I like had to do.
1, 2, 3, God, 1, 2, 1, yeah. 1, 2, 3, God, 1, 2, 1.
God is 3 and 1, 1 and 3, God, 1, 2, 3,
Holy calling Trinity, God, calling God.
He is answered.
Amen, amen, amen. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1. Amen, amen. Let's make amends.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. I would do stuff like that. And over time, I would just be like,
spirits.
I need to, I'm just going to not do this and be like, oh, it's okay. So I've alleviated a lot of it, but for whatever reason. So I make my bed pretty much every day because I want it to be correct like that. And
so the bed is the only thing you're really hanging on to.
I suck at sleeping. Like that's, I think I've mentioned, if I'll go to a hotel and sometimes there's, I know most people probably don't pay attention, but like there's definitely a large range of quality in hotel beds. So sometimes you get in them where I'm like, these sheets are just, they suck. And I'm like, that's going to be tough for me to go to bed. I pop some Benadryl. Yeah. But I'm doing, I'm proud of myself because I feel like you, I know a lot of people who like easily get hooked on like, oh yeah, I got to suck down NyQuil every night or whatever. It's like, I'm that's never going to do that.
Not good.
if I toss and turn every now and then at the expense of not getting hooked on a drug, I'm not going to do it. But yeah. I've lost being too weirdly OCD about most other things. I'm sure there's some that's not coming to mind. Yeah, man.
My dad used to, or my parents have told me like, I guess I was a little freak boy back in the day when I was a kid. Like yeah. I would.
You saw colors, you psychopath.
Yeah. For one, my grandpa's were different colors.
Grandpa's a Smurf. Like, oh no.
They were both white to everyone else, but they were blue and green to me. Yeah. Yeah. I was like crazy.
We're supposed to not see color. You saw the whole rainbow.
Yeah. I saw it all. There was like blue light glasses, but they meant something way different.
You'd be like, dad, he's a different color. Like,
he's
don't
blue.
Don't say that. No, he's green.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Oh, you just got a whole other set of problems.
I don't know if it was OCD or just like kind of hyper perfectionist, but I remember like if my parents didn't pour my bowl of cereal the right way, like if they put the spoon in too soon or like on the wrong side of the bowl or like before the milk was done settling, I would lose my mind.
Kids are freaks.
Just all sorts of stuff. And yeah, my parents have said like me getting into sports at a very early age, like chilled me out so much because I learned that like not everything's going to be perfect. Like things aren't going to go your way. And I calmed down and I'm normal now. Everything's fine. Well,
I just grew up to be a podcaster and it's so normal.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Roll episode, episode 11, episode 11. EPISODE. EPISODE. I would do that stuff, man.
Dude, we still need to have our typing contest because we both think we're the fastest typer.
Killer typer.
We got to figure it out.
That was, schools need to work on that more because I learned to type. It's amazing how many people don't know how to like correctly type. Because they slacked off in that class.
Saw a girl pecking. I would like if we went on a, you know, those dates you go on where you both bring your laptop.
Yeah.
If I was on just one of those.
Give me a few sentences.
Show me
here.
Home row, please. Yeah. If she couldn't find home row, forget about it.
I've always said in the dating world, we need to normalize like kind of having, it's like more of a job interview. You bring your resume. Like,
yeah.
I just want to say just up front, here are the details. Like here's kind of my current standing with debt. Here's my standardized test scores.
Baggage, both,
and just kind of like
some references.
Because right now it's not normal if I date someone and you know maybe I have a felony charge. I'm not gonna, you're not gonna learn that on night one, but
no.
Night six, I'm like, listen, I need to tell you this at this point, but I robbed a bank once, and the girl's like, well, it would've been nice to know this.
It's like we wouldn't have gotten to date six had you known that, though.
So that's what I'm, I don't know, somebody, you know, what are you, how many words per minute? How many words per minute? But because in seventh grade, they had the class. It was like a competition.
Yeah.
So I was obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to win. And I'm just an incredible typer.
Yeah.
Because of that class. It was so fun.
Yeah. There's whatever that is. The
except for Pedro, remember?
Motor skills.
Yeah. After that class smashed me onto the keyboard. It's the only.
Don't mess with him.
That's the only one.
Gosh, but, typing class. What else did you nerd out about back in the day?
Oh,
did you get down on any like Spanish bowl or anything like that?
Spanish bowl.
Now that I said it out loud, that might not be what it's called.
Like a Spanish bowling league, or like you made bowls.
No, just for this like old rice? Woman Guadalupe would just make this Spanish bowl. It was so good.
Okay.
No, I thought that's what we called, like, our Spanish class had like trivia contest. I think it was called Spanish. Yeah.
I was definitely that kid, like, we speak English. And we were definitely raised for like, in 20 years, everyone's going to be speaking Spanish. Mm-hmm. So you better. That was wrong.
Same with cursive. Same with quicksand.
I've been to a handful of countries.
Handful.
Across the world. Everyone speaks English. Pretty much.
Yeah.
There's some that speak at least broken English mm-hmm. everywhere, which is, I don't know, kindly weird, but pretty awesome for me.
Yeah, it's nice. Except for, it's nice to know that people speak English. I'll tell you one thing that's not nice because it's inconvenient, but it makes a lot of sense, is the metric system. The metric system's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Our system,
what are we doing?
It makes no sense.
It doesn't.
Miles, yards, dozen.
How many feet in a mile? It's like 5,280.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like, it's like a trivia question. You know, it's like our metric system everywhere. It's like, oh, this makes sense. It's easy to remember. And our system's like, the hardest trivia question of the night is like, how do we use our basic system? And you're like, I don't even know how this works. Like
the most fundamental way to measure liquid in our country. I don't know it.
Yeah.
How many pints are in a quart? Yeah. I don't even know if that one's bigger than the other one. I don't even know how to answer that question.
Yeah, there's...
It's two eight, or four.
There's
or
four cups in a quart, four quarts in a gallon.
There's no way there's like four cups in a quart.
four pints in a quart?
Yeah.
Four quarts in a gallon. 4 gallons.
In a squash keg. Bucket. Yeah.
I don't know. It's ridiculous. We're doing the 5K, but it's like 3.21 miles. Why are we... 5K, 10K, easy, 100K.
That's so great. And I know exactly how many meters I'm running in that.
Yeah. One of my greatest accomplishments ever is I did a 10K run and I never stopped once to walk.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like,
I stopped once to make fun of people, stopped once to poop on the side of the road,
yeah.
But never to walk.
I just straight jogged for however long. And I was like, oh my gosh, I should be on the varsity cross country team. And I looked at the times and I was in the bottom 10%. I just can't do it.
Never stopped, though.
Never stopped.
We don't necessarily have those long distance bodies, though.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You look at us and it's like, oh, those are short distance bodies.
Those guys, yeah.
A woman has called me that a time or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what she meant. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what she meant. So
short.
Pretty good at the shuffle drill, huh? Yeah, I could tell. Low center of gravity.
Yeah.
Just a girl diss you like that. So what's your 3-cone drill time? Probably pretty above average, right?
ACT. I love the people who who are applied to work for us who sent you the breakdown of their ACT scores.
Like, okay.
All right. Okay. 31 in science. Yeah. All right.
That's like
great to know.
Podcasting and editing is probably a job for people who didn't do great on their ACT. Believe it or not, I'm not a Rhodes Scholar or anything.
Not yet.
Still trying. Okay. What are you up to this week, man? What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going to Wichita for a pickleball tournament.
Wow. Can't get enough.
I saw the embarrassment on your face.
Can't get enough, huh? I'm kind of jealous you have a thing like that.
It is so great to have like a hobby that I love so much. You know, I think I talked about on this podcast. I was trying to go to Myrtle Beach. Myrtle said no to me. I don't know if I ever followed up on this podcast, but it was kind of annoying. I was like, hey, the registration says that it's frozen, but I have until the end of the month to sign up. I don't know what that means. She's like, oh, yeah, you can't sign up. And I was like, okay.
Too short.
Like, yeah. You're not a long distance guy. Yeah. I was like, I'm too late or like, I just don't understand why I can't sign up. She's like, yeah, I don't think it's going to work. Like, not give me a real answer at all, but better luck next year. I was like, yo, Linda, work with me. I'm trying to come to Myrtle Beach. She was so rude.
That stinks, dude.
But I'm fine. So yeah, going to Wichita this weekend to pickle with some friends. What about you?
Well, that'd be fun. Got another friend's birthday party. I don't know. These have both happened to be new couples. So I feel like the other half of the couple is like, I want to do this for them. But so like we're newly married and Katie's like, your birthday, da da da. I'm like, don't really. She's like, but I want to. I'm like, actually don't, because we can't do a birthday every weekend.
Yeah. And what are these birthday parties you go to? What is it? It's just couples sitting around a living room, or what are we talking?
They're fun. Last one was a poker party. This one is we're going to this place like 45 minutes out of here to kind of hit like food and drinks. I don't know.
Okay.
I've never been, so I'm excited. So I've got that going on, and then just a lot of starting packing up and that crap.
Dude, that's I feel bad for you already.
I'm kind of dreading it. I don't know. I'm hiring movers, so it's the first time I have that experience. That's nice. So I wonder if surely it won't be as bad as I think. But
that's what a lot of people say about moving.
Crap.
The good thing was it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Yeah. You hear that about moving all the time.
We had way less stuff than I thought.
It was so easy. I might do it again soon.
I might.
That's what a lot of people say about moving.
Okay. I want to discuss this. Morgan Smith, she said, "Hey, bros, I found the most disgusting, amazing video ever. Love all your content. You guys make my day. I would love if you reviewed this vid."
Okay, I think Morgan.
It goes with your vibe. Y'all are the best. Morgana at the bottom. I don't know if that's a typo. Oh. Shout out Morgan or Morgana, which would be a way cooler name.
Morgana.
Sounds like a Lord of the Rings character. But okay, this is, I'm just going to play it because it looks awesome. It's a bunch of kids in the middle school.
I'm imagining
just
it.
Getting after it. Oh, they're all hitting it. Ooh. Oh, this one kid is getting it. Oh. This is just like not real. Of course this is happening in 2020.
Oh.
Oh, the uniform dabbed.
They dabbed at the end. Those kids, I feel like we're threatened. If you don't stomp as loud as you can on the whip, you're all getting F's.
Do you think Silento is just like, this is fire?
It's like, this is not.
They need to be Silento.
Not what I had in mind. Please be Silento.
Yeah, it's like every popular song ever, a group of white folks have just turned into.
What if we did a version?
Bust down Santiana.
Yeah, let me give you some hardcore rap songs and you turn them into acoustic covers.
Yeah, I surely it won't. I wonder how many middle schools are doing the WAP in a beautiful version.
Oh, that one seems more dangerous. Can I hear Miss New Booty?
Let me get my key.
Yeah, take your time.
I found you. Oh, I found you. Miss New Booty. Excuse me, miss, you got a new booty. Bring it together, bring it back to me. I don't know.
That's great. Next up, can I hear Get Low by the Ying Yang Twins?
Wait, how does that go?
From the window to the wall.
Thank you. Where do we go from the window to the wall? Till the sweat drops down my down these females crawl to the window to the wall. Okay. That's fun, man.
You want another one?
One more. Yeah, go on.
Can I hear what's the classic Soulja Boy song? Crank That. I don't hear that one.
You crank that Soulja Boy. Crank that Soulja Boy. Superman that young lady. Just like what does that mean, dude? I don't want to know. All right, I'm getting lightheaded. I think I'm gonna tap out,
dude. Soldier Boy, good guy.
Oh man, Soldier Boy,
definitely one of my favorite rappers who also served in the active military. I mean, how else would you get that name? You can't just name yourself Soldier Boy if you weren't deployed.
Lieutenant Dog. Colonel Sanders? We forget he was...
He was...
A decorated veteran.
He fought for, chicken.
He's the only kitchen chef to ever be named Colonel. Because it was that good.
Yeah.
That's the story.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Based out of Kentucky. he was an army chef and he just rose to the ranks.
Yeah. He was a chicken boy. He said,
it's finger licking boy.
Your other chicken's not good enough for him.
He said, line up. Are you hungry, boys?
I'll take the girls and other boys.
Who's wants some extra mashed potatoes on the side?
So that's just a little something we've been working on.
Yeah.
It took us a few months to get to that point. It's still in beta.
Yep.
Working on it.
Yours truly. Let's do a little two guidance.
Okay. People like I'm ready to give some advice. I'm
give some advice.
So wise.
This young lady emails us. Hey, Train Jake. My brother has 10 kids.
Oh.
No twins. No adoptions.
Oh.
That stuff still happens. Feels like, if you want to be anonymous, this is still pretty specific, but I don't know how many people. Dude, I went on a Bumble date once with a girl. I was like, yeah, I have 9 brothers and sisters. I was like,
yeah.
I think I ran her off because we didn't even get to know each other. I was like, okay, what? Explain that to me. That's fascinating. Are you on like Ripley's Believe It or Not or something? She's like, can we just get to know each other? I'm like, I'm pretty focused on this.
Not that long ago, I took a girl out who was one of 12.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, one, a lot of people for me to meet someday. A lot of names for me to remember. Yeah.
It's like, wait, did you know the Duggar brother was up to that?
I did not.
Sad story. Duggar family. They're all amazing and I love them. But every year it's way too overwhelming to think about Christmas presents for them.
Jeez.
In recent years, I've been resorted to giving them a few family gifts rather than individual gifts, but I'm running out of ideas. And I don't think a subscription to Disney Plus every year will cut it. It's a good idea for the 1 year. So I need guidance. Is it lame if I don't get them individual gifts? If not, do you guys have any fun, crazy gift ideas for a family of 12?
My goodness.
P.S. I know it's early for Christmas talk, pulling a real hoblob move on you. Thank you, Anonymous. What, any thoughts on that?
Really lobbing one over on us. I want to like... I need more time, but to think of some sort of fun idea that can involve like what comes in a pack of 10, you know, you give them one of something individual that together makes something cool, like a puzzle, but way cooler than a puzzle.
You 12, you give them a carton of eggs.
Carton of eggs.
That's so
fun. Breakfast.
Yeah. Maybe a baker's dozen. Who gets the extra one? It's kind of a fun Christmas surprise.
Yeah. That's so many children.
Yeah. There's stuff package of 12. You could get them like. I don't know.
Lima beans.
Yeah.
And then it's like a competition. Like,
right.
Hey, all I got you are these beans, but whoever grows the tallest after 1 month, you
are get the favorite
mini trampoline.
Or you could just kind of maybe just get 5 gifts and just kind of do the whole like, well, you know, there's not even a nice list and I don't have any control over that. And you just kind of give it to them, watch the other kids be like, what did I do this year?
Like, you know.
Yeah.
You know what you did.
Can we do that to my kids?
I think, I got it. I'm sure these children love the Hunger Games. You say, hey, I know you have always wanted to be little Katniss and Peeta's. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a real life version of it. You guys all get in the backyard at the back of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Right here is the cornucopia. All right. Who knows what's in here?
Who knows?
First come, first serve. Yeah. And there's just like three
just
gifts
like a
there.
Nerf gun.
Yeah. It's like... Figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just do a Hunger Games style. There's only a few gifts in the cornucopia that they have to go after.
That's a good idea. So
that's going to work out.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just we're going to go to a field, separate out. Cornucopia wins it, man.
Alliances are allowed. However you want to, you know, deal that out.
Right. Right. Yeah. 10 kids, man. Could you, it's like cheaper by the dozen, but that movie wasn't real. They're like, well, this will be a hilarious movie because no one does this.
This isn't real.
Yeah.
I've never really thought about having that many children, but now I'm like actually processing it. How do you even afford 10 other humans
I don't know. I really don't. It's like you could say, hey, Trey, you have to manage 10 fantasy football teams this year. I'd be like, I just don't have. That's not possible.
It's going to be tough.
It's not possible.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. I can't do it. I can't afford it. There's buy-ins to all of them. That's just not. So,
you know, stimulus season, though, they were cash. And then,
yeah. Ooh.
Maybe that's what you do. You look at your brother or brother-in-law, whoever it is. You're like, look, hey, I know what's the stimulus package did to your family. You get your own gifts.
Yeah.
All right. I got one check.
Yeah.
And you got 12.
Just what the government said. That's what I. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Extra $500. That Problem was
solved.
My gift.
Problem solved.
Problem solved.
Here we go. Carly writes in, yo. So this already happened, but I'd love to hear what y'all would have done. Here we go. was dating this guy. We had been a thing for 3 weeks. He's dropped me off at my house after dinner one evening. We're in the car in front of my house. He looks at me. He says, hey, can I kiss you?
Okay.
So I said, yes, we kiss. I pull away. And without thinking, I accidentally say, that's it. Him flustered and me embarrassed. He says, yeah, sure. We kiss again. I get out of the car and say, see you later. Go into my house and I'll say it. I wasn't impressed with the kiss. We never ended up talking about this encounter or what I said. We ended up breaking up 2 weeks later. Coincidence? Maybe. But what would you have done in my shoes, in the dude's shoes?
That's so funny.
You're doing great work. I'm belly laughing all the way in my car. Thank you, Carly.
Carly.
Do less, Carly. Jeez.
Carly's
Can
got
you imagine?
High lip standards. My Number goodness.
One, I feel like the whole like asking thing, I don't know if girls love that, but it's also murky waters these days. I think you do want to ask, but yeah, imagine. I mean, ladies, you don't even know the amount of courage it takes for a man to pull that off.
I was going to say.
And then imagine pulling back. She goes, is that all? I'd be like, I need to go right now. And I want to never see or talk to you again.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, I know I said I was free Friday night to take you out again, but I'm actually really busy at the vet clinic neutering myself. Because yeah. That's what you've done to me after the that's it
appointment's
comment.
Coming up. Self-loathe all weekend.
I can't Brutal. Believe that.
Is that it?
You are right, though. Like, it's such a... There are two things in life that still make me nervous. Going up and performing for the first time with new jokes and making a move on a lady. It's so nerve-wracking. It is. But it's so fun when it works out. Both of them. Anyway, this guy has the gentleness and the whatever, just like being very polite. Be respect. Be polite. That's a can good I, word. Can I kiss you?
Can I? Of course.
And then yeah. I'm sure it was like a minimal peck that yeah. she wasn't totally pleased by.
A crowd might, you know, not laugh at all and give you a bad response, but no one's going to go, is that all you got?
That was supposed to be funny?
Yeah.
No I'm one like, does that.
I mean, they might, but only the real jerks.
Not yet. That hasn't happened to us.
Is that it?
But Carly's busting out. That's yeah. it.
I think, you know what? I think what this guy should do, I think he needs to try to get her back. Maybe take her to dinner.
Yeah.
And when he goes to pick her up, he goes, oh, you need a haircut? Is that all? And just say later and walk off. And she'll be like, dang, I deserve that.
That's it. Oh, that's such a cutting line.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so it went, that's it. And then they kissed again.
He goes, yeah, I'll try it again. And then just and then said, see you later. She said, I said, see you later. You don't want to get that in an exit from a date. Well. Big gulps, huh?
Big gulps. See you later.
See you later.
After a while, crocodile.
Yeah.
That's not good. See you later, alligator.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys think it went well? I mean, we spent the whole evening together. I'm not really sure. She said, we'll see on the flip side of the end.
She said, see on the flippity flop.
Yeah.
Do you think that's good?
Yeah. She told me, don't take any wooden nickels. I don't think this is work. It's very friend zoning.
That's a funny like character. That'd be a yeah. funny character to write in a show. Like it's totally normal, but just like can't end a conversation.
Yeah.
All right. So zippity doo da, yabba dabba doo ya.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
End conversation. Yeah. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. Conversation ends in 3, 2, 1. Goodbye. 3, 2, 2, 2, 1, 2, 1, 0.
And it's ending. I think, Carly, you need to re-examine this. I mean, I'm sure you've replayed this a lot in your mind. Like I probably shouldn't have said that's it. A car kiss. Not easy. It's equivalent to like a car hug. You cannot hug someone adequately in the car.
No.
And I think that's probably any kind of physical touch in the car is not ideal.
Yeah. And it depends on the car too. If you have more of a larger vehicle with a big console.
How big is this console?
Yeah.
How big is this console?
Yeah. You got to, I mean, it's tough to get over there. And
how big is his seat?
Yeah.
Is what most girls need
console,
to know.
His soul.
Yeah. How big is his console?
His soul.
Yeah. It all makes sense.
It all comes around.
Yeah. Little console, big soul.
I wonder where this guy took her to dinner. You know, that matters too. I once took a girl on a date because I had an Olive Garden gift card.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, I was like, probably shouldn't have.
Oopsie daisy.
Yeah. Olive Garden, low key expensive.
And not that good. I think we've talked about this before.
I don't know.
I took a girl one time. I thought it was a concert. It was in a city that I wasn't familiar with. So I didn't know the venue.
It was a pickleball tournament.
It was Hooters. No, it was like a nightclub, like a nightclub. Like the people I thought we were going to see didn't come on until like 1 a.m.
So you want to maybe go grab a second dinner? Or what?
I don't even know what we did. Because, we went to dinner and then I thought it was a concert. And then she was like, wait, I think this is a nightclub. We're not really dressed for that. Yeah. And it was still fine, but it was a ton of just like, dumps, dumps, dumps. So are you and your mom have a good relationship or like what's going on there?
Yeah. Good. Okay. Let's do that for three more hours. Come on.
What do you think? No, I've already had enough drinks. No, I said, what do you think? You know what? No, we can get drinks. No, I've had enough drinks. Are you trying to get me drunk? No, I said it smells like a skunk.
Is that the requirement for any club music? It can play any song in the world, and all you feel is.
It's just like in the bass, those low frequencies. How do they get inside? It cannot be good for your heart.
Yeah,
there's no way that's good.
Yeah, I've been the flashing lights have annoyed me sometimes. So I've been to some kind of like small parties, like a college party or something. I'm like, can you cut the flashing lights? Epileptic. I'm like, oh yeah, no problem.
Oh, for sure.
Like problem solved.
You should try that with other things.
Yeah.
Just like at a restaurant. Hey, these breadsticks were kind of cold. Sorry, I'm epileptic.
Yeah.
Hey, what are they going to do?
Like, yeah.
That doesn't really. Hey.
That'd be great.
Don't epilepsy shame me. Someone.
Listen, the salsa, I don't know. It's a little too tangy. And, you know,
I have narcolepsy. So
I have mocolepsia. And so I just can't. And they'll just be like, oh, what?
You have
what? I'm at mocolepsia. And they'll just be like, okay, right away. And I'm like, does anyone know what mocolepsia
is? Like, I don't want to ask. Why don't we be rude?
Why does science do that to us? You ever met someone that's like, so I found out I have what's called Arsimony Sloctia Zymgnosis, which is basically I just like have a, my eardrum has like a cyst on it and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, what? Can't they just say ear cyst?
Sorry, I was late. I had a doctor's appointment. Like, oh, no. What's the matter? Mm-hmm. Well, the doctors, they found out I have some sort of like spinal rhinolactiomosis.
Oh, it's where Harry Potter's awesome.
No, close. It's where my fingernails just grow slightly faster than normal.
Oh.
Okay. So there's a whole name for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything has got some crazy fancy name.
I know.
On a similar note, I love and they do this in the office too, where they think, Michael thinks like, the results came back negative. He's like, dang it. We're going to fight this.
Gosh,
we could beat this. That's confusing, dude.
Yeah.
I don't care what age you're at.
It is.
It's a little, you have to like, it's like Spanish. You have to translate in your head.
I mean, wait, president negative. Couldn't even get it straight. That's one of the all-time clips. He's like, I tested very positively.
Wait, you tested positive? No.
I mean, yeah.
Positively towards positive negative.
Towards negative. I tested negative, which is positive. I tested perfectly negative, which is positive. Like, I get it, man. I don't even.
I tested perfectly positive.
Yeah.
Which is a negative test.
This is
a perfect test. I'll send you my ACT scores.
It is very confusing. 30. Again, English language and our system for numbers, all of it's very confusing. Doesn't make sense.
I can imagine having to learn English, not being native to it. Just like homophones, homonyms, there, red, read, life, or live, live, all this stuff.
Peculiar is tough to say. All this crap.
Dude, what
what's a tough one? Say consensus.
Oh, that one's not bad. Consensus.
Why you call it? Say atrocious.
Atrocious.
That one's tough, dude.
The R's are what get me. Oh. Rural, dude.
Rural.
Wrong. Meowing.
Oh, dude. Oh no, but I'm not adjusting back to the non-juice lens well. That's like a gag.
I also have some qualms with the way certain words are spelled. I don't know who to talk to about it, if that's Bill Shakespeare himself, but rhythm, never spelled it right on the
Miriam
first try.
Merriam-Webster, that dadgum.
I'd like to talk to your grandchildren.
Yeah.
Ornery, don't love the way that word's spelled at all.
Uh-huh.
Because I always grew up, you know, in the country, it was always like, oh, he's kind of ornery.
Ornery.
I thought that word was spelled A-W something, ornery. And then O-R, ornery? Get out of here.
How's it actually pronounced?
I don't know. Yeah. Let's see what YouTube.com says.
Ornery.
Ornery.
Oh,
all my life. It's ornery.
He's an ornery little boy.
He sure is ornery. Sure is ornery. Out here living in the roar.
His sister is well behaved, but that boy, Timmy, he's just ornery.
He grew up. Yeah. He's out there roaring ornery and off of Pagula.
I'll tell you what. He's got some rhythm on him, though.
Activity is atrocious. Dude, I don't know why they make this stuff up. It's ridiculous.
How do we have a podcast? We can't say anything. We can type it, but that's it. Oh, we can type it.
P-O-D-C-A-S-T,
podcast.
Podcast.
Should we do Why You Doing So Much? We didn't do that last week.
Yeah, let's knock that out, dude. Let's do a little Why You Doing So Much. Hit us with it. Why You Doing So Much? Hit us with it, dude. What do you got?
Mine is Why You Doing So Much is my waistline. You know, I think slowly but surely, quarantine, you know, just got the best of me.
Just Chipotle and Chick-fil-A for every meal.
Turns out it'll do a number.
At some point in your life.
On your body fat percentage.
So like that hit me like 4 years ago.
It's hitting me now.
It's finally hitting you.
Yep, right now. Wow. All day yesterday when we were at that coffee shop, jeans unbuttoned.
Oh, you're hitting the dude.
The entire time we made that video with that girl, I was like, should she know how unzipped my pants are? Yeah. Happy birthday, podcast. Becca. Don't look at my crotch.
Yeah.
So I'm there. So my waistline is doing too much.
So what are you thinking? Are you going to see what happens?
Kind of. I'm like, well, I'm still paying for boxing classes that I don't go to. So I got two options there. Start going or cancel it. Or we could just join a basketball league again and everything will probably be fine.
Okay.
I think my metabolism is still good enough where I don't need to work out. I just need to sweat a little more.
Okay.
Pickleball's not cutting
it. Chili's pasta just keep coming in hot.
Dude, I might get that for lunch today.
Wow. My why you doing so much is the weather, because it's a weird time of year. I wake up and it's 41. And by the mid-afternoon, I'm 80. I've got to do a full outfit change.
You need those zip-off pants.
I do. I hate that those have gotten a bad rap because it's one of the best inventions I've seen in recent memory. It's like
one of the more practical clothing options you have.
I think someone stole that patent from like Apple. That's probably how inventive it was. It's like,
think differently.
Yeah, I'm out and about. Maybe I have a tea time at 10. It's freezing, but by the end of it, I got to zip off. I got to take the jacket off.
I got to let these knees breathe.
Yeah, and then I got to. Oh, and sometimes I forget to, I got the AC on in the afternoon, but the heat in the morning, sometimes I forget. So you wake up and it's 58 degrees in your house. Like, how do I keep up with this?
I've recently discovered the beauty of windows down, heat on the feet. You know about that?
Ooh.
This is like kind of the right temperature for it.
Wow.
Clothing has also got to work in line with it, but yeah, maybe you are.
Speaking of Apple, you got to patent that. That's crazy. Yeah.
Gonna talk to someone. Bezos, I know you're listening.
Yeah.
What do you think about that idea?
Maybe you can kind of like, yeah, get cool up top and just sweat out the pasta down low as you drive around.
My ankles, I get done driving somewhere and they are sweaty. Oh, they're moist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I think if you're in hoodie and shorts, windows down, heat on the feet.
Yeah, I'm a big hoodie fan, man. I'm excited to start getting pants back on. These are sweatpants.
I'll say we're
walking
sweatpants.
The sweats today. Just
these are my first sweatpants of the season.
Yeah, it doesn't feel nice.
It does.
You can't wear them which is funny because my house is more or less the same temperature year round.
Mm-hmm.
A few degrees difference, but it's like there's no way it's that big difference between like 68 and 72,
no.
Which is kind of my summer to winter, but it feels like it in your head. And first voice crack of Dulles, God bless.
Hey, episode 11. We did it.
Episode 11 in the books.
In the books.
Please give us 5-star reviews. It helps so much.
Yeah, the reviews are great. I read all of them.
Yep. Follow us on Trey Kennedy Studios to check us out for the video form. And we'll just keep it coming, baby.
One last plug for Do Less Guest. Consider it. You can cancel anytime.
You can.
And the podcast, Trey and I talk about it. I think some of our best bits are actually on that podcast. Yeah. It's like so chill and something about it.
Right.
Like we've had some really good stuff on there.
This feels a little more like we're performing. It's like we're trying to make this big. But that one feels like we're just relaxed and like it's just talking to some homies.
Yeah. And yeah, we've gotten some good stuff out of there. We had the bit on how the game Bop It sounds very similar to what like an attractive girl's DMs are like.
Yeah.
That was a funny bit.
Let me bop it.
Pull it.
Pull it.
You're like, twist it.
Okay. I got to block these guys. Yeah. So Do Less God Bless podcast episode 11. Have a great weekend. Trey and Jake signing off. Pew, pew. Appreciate y'all. Peace.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.